My first attempt at getting saved was in a trailer church in Louisiana. When I was 17 years old and living in Louisiana, I decided to get saved. A friend had recommended a small church that held services in a trailer. So one Sunday, I walked into the trailer church right in the middle of a service. I immediately saw two rows of folding chairs set up on the left and right with a line of people standing down the middle. Everyone was waiting to go up to the front, where a preacher was laying his hands on the top of their heads and speaking in tongues, a language I didn't understand. As the people in line got saved, they would start shaking and fall to the ground, as if they were fainting and convulsing. They seemed to be taken over by some unseen power. As I was waiting in line, I started to get nervous, for it appeared that I was finally going to know firsthand what getting saved was all about. I expected to become filled with God, or have the Holy Spirit take me over. I was thinking, I can't wait to feel this and to get God. When my turn finally came, I approached the preacher, who put his hands on my head and started to speak in tongues. But I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel the Spirit entering my body. I didn't fall. I didn't shake. I kept expecting a feeling to come over me, but nothing happened. I didn't move on, but just stood there, holding up the line. After the preacher removed his hands from my head, I waited for him to touch me on the head again. Surely, I thought, he saw that nothing happened to me. Doesn't he realize that he needs to do it again? Finally, he had to gently push me out of the way so he could move on to the next person. For a moment, I wanted to resist and ask him to do it again, but I didn't. Returning to the back of the church, I sat down and continued to watch the other people having their experience. I was about to go up again, but then I thought, am I the only one who's not getting it? Is it just me? The man in front of me in line had fallen down on the floor and fainted. The woman behind me in line had fallen to the floor and jerked around with her eyes closed. I thought, wait, I missed it. Then I asked myself, do I get back in line and try again? I missed it, I didn't get it, and my answer to myself was, something's going on here. Something's not right. Everybody's doing exactly the same thing. These people are faking it. They may have wanted the experience to be real so much that they were pretending to do what getting the Spirit should look like, but it's not real. I was disappointed. From that experience forward in my life, until my revelations, I lost any hope of truly connecting with God.